Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It's finally here.
I will take it.
What a wash over you.
Friday, you mother...
Thanks, Maria.
Okay. Thanks,
just
Maria.
So positive. It's a message of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
All of you, no matter who you are, have a great Friday. You wonderful people. 5K a day. That's coming to an end very soon. But there'll be something else. So get the free Odyssey app. These are these listen to win things. If you give us an hour, give Alice at 97.3 1 hour on the Odyssey app any given day, you get yourself an entry into whatever contest is. Well, like we did a bunch of Taylor Swift stuff last year. This year we've done money, and right now we're doing $5,000 a day. Somebody wins $5,000 every day, and all you have to do is listen for an hour. And cumulatively, you don't have to do it from 7 to 8 exactly.
Just enjoy this fine radio broadcast, and then you're in.
Boom. Throughout the day, listen. It's a free app. Audacy, spelled funny because it isn't a word. It's our word. We take ownership of this word. Odyssey. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen for an hour, and you're in the running for $5,000. Today is the last day to win. Make it be your day. All right, let's see where to begin. Oops, excuse me, Scott. Jeez, Louise.
What was that?
Begin by taking the smaller slugs of my coffee, I guess. The Super Bowl is this weekend.
Oh.
This crazy world has gone even crazier. I don't know if you heard about the new hot vacation spot, the Riviera of the Middle East. What's happening? But I've chosen to look away. I'm looking away for the moment to play a game, thank you, that has nothing to do with anything in the world right now. America's all-time favorite movies.
What are you talking about?
Talking about America's favorite all-time favorite movies.
Like all the party people voted and
all
they've
the
come
people
up
voted,
with
and
this.
We've got, I have... What they asked 50,000 people, what is your favorite movie of all time? These are mostly grown-ups. So keep that in mind.
I actually am impressed if there are people out. I mean, I guess at some point you just shout whatever, right? Because you go, oh, my favorite movie. Like, you have one favorite movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I do too.
You do?
Yep.
What is it?
What do you think it is? It's the one.
It can't be Avatar.
No.
Oh,
good
thank
God,
God,
no.
Well, I mean,
no.
you did say, I love that movie and I've watched it a million times and can't wait for the sequel. Blech.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'm with you. What is yours?
Star Wars.
Oh, which one? Just the whole series? Actually, no, they did group this by series, so you could say the Star Wars saga.
Well, if it was by series, I mean, hands down, Star Wars. No doubt about it. Yeah. But I think it would be Star Wars, and then number two would be Empire, but they're very close in my book.
I think Empire's even better than the first one.
I think Empire Strikes Back.
I get it,
really
but the first one has just so much.
Because you're just like in it. It's like, it's so brand new. You learn all the stuff, right? Yeah. 1976.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay,
like that.
So I still don't know yours. What's yours?
It's Love Actually. Like, I've watched, that's the movie I've watched the most. I watch it every year. I look forward to it. I love it. I think about it. It's all in, you know, I have little things that are, I hate Uncle Jamie. Little things that I say all the time from it.
Okay.
It's good.
It's a great
so
movie.
Good. It is a great movie. So we're going to play over under exactly. So I'm going to give you a number and you're going to tell me, is the actual number higher than that, over, under that, lower, or exactly that? The average American believes they've watched their favorite movie 38 times, according to a new poll.
Under.
You say the actual number is under 38.
Yep.
I'll go exactly.
It is exactly 38.
Do I get 2 points for
no,
that?
No, you do not. That's not that kind of game. Aww. It's not this
what
kind.
What in
no.
the...
I know. It sounds so stupid. But then I
who
thought to myself...
Who keeps track of that?
I think people were just guessing. 100 times. 10 times. You know?
Oh, and they just got an average, and that's going to be the answer for
38 is the answer.
Okay.
The answer is 38.
I continue the game under protest. Go on.
All right. This is... Now we're going to get into the actual movies, okay? So I'm going to give you three movies at a time, and you're going to put them in order, highest to lowest. This is common. And I'll give you, if you get all three of them in the right order, I'll give you 3 points. Okay? Right. How does that sound?
Okay.
I guess there would be no way you could get it any other. You could get one, I guess. Here they are. Dirty Dancing, the Harry Potter series, or Forrest Gump. Which of those is America's most favoritist, middle favoritist, least favorite is of these three. Because these are from all over the
list. Give me the three again.
Dirty Dancing, the Harry Potter series, or Forrest Gump. Put them in order.
Who's going first?
You are.
Okay, I will go Dirty Dancing, Harry Potter, and Forrest Gump.
You say in the order I gave them to you.
Yes, okay. I'm going to go in that order.
I say Harry Potter, Forrest Gump, Dirty Dancing.
Neither of you get any points for this.
Oh.
You get 3 points if you get them all right. Forrest Gump is the number one movie on this poll.
Oh.
Everybody in America loves Forrest Gump. Now, here's the
and
thing.
And they've watched it 38 times.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they're saying. So you got your Forrest Gump. You got your, then you got Dirty Dancing at number 5. And the Harry Potter series comes in at number 20.
See, I disagree completely.
Well, right, this is the average of all the people's favorites.
And I absolutely...
Not ours, because I'm like, none of those really.
I completely understand there are people out there who take issue with the author of those books, and maybe that's what brought that number down. But if you take those movies just on their surface, they're spectacular.
I agree with that. I love those movies, but it's 20th place. But okay. Still made the top 20. In the world, if all the Americans were asked, what's your favorite movie of all time? All right, here's your next grouping. The Wizard of Oz. That's the old-timey one, you know?
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz. Fast and Furious, the series. Or Ghostbusters. Which of those is number 1, 2, and 3? It just in this grouping. The Wizard of Oz, the Fast and Furious series, or Ghostbusters. And Vinny, you're first on this one.
I'm going to say The Wizard of Oz... Ghostbusters, Fast and Furious.
What do you think, Maddie?
I kind of agree with Vinny. I agree with Vinny on that.
Well, you only got one right. You both got The Wizard of Oz right. And then it's Fast and Furious. Ghostbusters way down at number 17. Wizard of Oz, the second most popular. That's the one that flew out of everybody's mouth.
Makes sense.
Okay. So The Wizard of Oz, the Fast and Furious series was number 8. And Ghostbusters was number 17. I guess, if you get the first one, if you get the top one right, I'll give it to you. I'll give you each a point for that. I think Maddie's first on this one. The Star Wars series, the John Wick series, or Titanic?
Oh, it's going to go order. Titanic, Star Wars, John Wick.
I am not going that way. I'm going Star Wars, Titanic, John Wick.
If I'm given a first place, 1 point for first place, Titanic is the correct answer, so Maddie's getting a point for that. It's Titanic at number 3, John Wick at number 6, Star Wars at number 9. Star Wars series, below John Wick.
That makes zero sense.
Well, it's gotten fairly polluted. Mm. The series has gotten extremely difficult. I'm a fan. I have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up.
There's 50 shows right now. Animated ones, side shows, it's everything.
And people's arguments are fair when they say they're turning out too much meh material and not, like, focus. You have the Star Wars franchise. Right. Focus. Get your best people and make good
Only
projects.
Only do the best stuff.
And they haven't done that at all.
All right, here's your next set. These are America's favorite movies. America voted. And I've got the top 20, and you're just telling me which of these rank the highest. Lion King, Top Gun, or Jurassic Park series? Lion King, Top Gun. Doesn't say series, just says Top Gun, so I'm assuming that's that first one. Lion King, Top Gun, Jurassic Park series. And Vinny, you're first.
And I'm just, are we still putting them in
just
order?
Just put them in order. Okay. In order in the list.
I'm going to say Jurassic Park, Top Gun, Lion King.
I'm going to go Lion King, Top Gun, Jurassic Park.
Well, you get a point for the Lion King. That is the number 4 most popular answer on this survey. Then Jurassic Park at number 13. And Top Gun is at number 19. It's the least popular.
Did All I right. win?
No.
Oh.
I did.
What's the score?
It's 4-1.
I have 4?
No. Uh-huh. No. El Campeón has 1. You can come back. You could get all 3 of them
this
right.
This is
you get
a hard
points.
Quiz.
It is hard. It's harder than I thought it was going to be. Oh, well. there's only 3 left.
3 left?
That's right. 3 left. Deal with it. Super Game Friday.
Super Game Friday.
Put these in order in this list. America has voted. Which of these is the most popular, the middle popular, or the least popular? Back to the Future, Home Alone series, or The Godfather? And Maddie, you're first on this.
Could you give me that list just real quick one more time?
Back to the Future, the Home Alone series, or the Godfather?
Godfather, Home Alone, and then the other one.
Back to the Future? Okay. What do you think, Vinny?
I'm going to say it's Home Alone, then the Godfather, then Back to the Future.
Oh my, our first perfect answer. Vinny gets 3 points for that.
Oh.
Home Alone, that series, is number 7 on the list. And then The Godfather at number 10, and then Back to the Future at number 11. By the way, we are now tied.
That's crap.
4-4.
How you doing, everyone? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Bienvenidos, mis amigos.
Oh.
I'm back.
Thank you for welcoming us to your success. Okay, so Vinny, you're first on this one. Die Hard, Indiana Jones, the series, or Rocky? And Rocky. Put those in order. I know.
Oh,
I know.
This is impossible.
Die Hard, Indiana Jones, series, Rocky.
I love all 3 of these.
They're all great. I know how I'd rate them, but...
Well, here's what I'll say. If you want to hear me do, you know, I'll show my work. The original Die Hard is... one of the greatest movies ever made.
Oh, all right.
After that, it drops off considerably.
It is, and it doesn't say series, by the way. It's just Die Hard, then Indiana Jones, series, then Rocky.
Oh. Oh, so they're not in, they don't even look at those other crappy Die Hards. All right. I'm going to say Die Hard, Indiana Jones, and then Rocky. And for the record, Rocky might be on my list of all-time favorite movies, like in the top 5. I love that movie.
I love all the first 3 Rocky movies. I think that's number 1. I think
so. You're saying it's going to go Rocky.
Rocky, then Die Hard, then Indiana Jones.
Vinny, another perfect score. Die Hard is number 12, Indiana Jones number 14, and Rocky number 15. Here's the final one, you guys. You made it. You made it through.
I got to get a perfect score to tie.
Oh, God, I love
you. You need a perfect score to tie. It's 7-4 right now.
Yes! This is the greatest comeback in the history of trivia.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
I'm about to have the greatest comeback.
We'll see.
Oh, God damn it. Please, let an asteroid hit right now.
Did you hear that people are like, they?
Never mind.
I know. You know what I'm going to say. All right, here we go.
Then we have to start him dancing, so let's not.
Right. You're right. Okay, here's your final one. And Vinny, Maddie, you have to go first on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Put these in order on the favorite movies of Americans. Rush Hour, Toy Story, or Love Actually?
Toy Story, Love Actually, and
then Rush Hour.
Then Rush Hour.
I agree.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. That's crap.
Well, you each get 1 point because Toy Story is number 16. Rush Hour is number 18. Love Actually, not on the list, my friends.
Oh, my goodness.
By a score
because
of,
it's not that great.
You're wrong about that. Oh, people yeah. just weren't reminded of it.
You,
it helps, yeah. So
here you go, people's champion.
I got to turn this up. Hold on, everyone.
Final score, 8-5. For those of you playing along at home, you know, I hope you enjoyed it.
My brilliance is blinding.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, my God. Right, I looked up and I was suddenly blinded.
Sorry.
When the celebration starts, I'm like, oh, I got a second to reorganize my story.
This is a really big comeback.
I don't really have to pay attention to that. I know how that goes. I've
seen anything like this in the history of games.
That really was amazing. In the history of games, no one has ever come back from a 4-1 deficit.
Like the Weeknd says, blinding light.
Oh. Blinding by the lights.
How you like my sausage now?
I would like to treat myself to a round of sausage.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Yeah, that is weird. if you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to go see a movie tonight, don't bother. Stay home. There's better stuff on your television. We got, let's see. Although, I don't know, maybe this is amazing. It's called Love Hurts. It's rated R. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Kiwi Kwan.
Well, which is it?
I think it's Ki Hui.
You need to commit.
I'm going to go Ki Hui Kwan.
Great.
People can call and text us and yell at me. This is his first leading role. He's a realtor who gets dragged back into his former life as a hitman. He's escaped that life. And now he's just a real estate agent.
And his name's Kiwi.
Well, in real life, I don't know what his name is in the show.
Okay.
But check this out. He's found by his former partner in crime and finds out that his crime lord brother's hunting him. It also stars Sean Astin, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, beast mode.
Right? It's funny. So Love Hurts is the name of this thing. The trailer's up if you want to take a look. And then there was one other one I thought was interesting, I guess, because Barry Keoghan's in it. He's the guy from Saltburn who dances around naked and swears it's not a prosthetic. It's a limited release and it's called Bring Them Down. And it's a revenge thriller about a rival Irish shepherding family situation. You heard me right. A revenge thriller about rival Irish shepherding families.
Shepherds.
Shepherding families, Vin.
Like on the hillside with
like,
the sheep.
Like Hatfield and McCoy style is what it's, I don't know. Barry Keoghan from Saltburn. And a guy named Christopher Abbott. I don't know this guy. This season, Wolfman. And they star in a revenge thriller about rival Irish shepherding families, which I just thought to myself, really? Is that a thing?
One of the little holes I went down on Instagram last night and kept myself up, I was watching shepherds, dogs shepherding sheep in Ireland.
Oh.
Yeah. So it is. Must
I wonder
be a big
if the popularity has risen in the video world because of this Bring Them Down Barry Keoghan movie.
I just like the dogs. They're fun.
This just in.
Breaking news.
Oh, xylophone.
707 says Pulp Fiction, which I assume is a vote for best movie. Yeah. Big Brother, Danielle's favorite. Big Brother, Danielle's favorite.
Is that Big Brother Danielle talking to us right now?
It's got to be, yeah. I mean, who else would write in her favorite movie?
She's still on the Trey tours. I'm caught up.
And I love that she listens all the time. I got a text yesterday. Sorry, Danielle, I didn't get back to you. But yes, thank you for texting.
I wonder if, do those come out on Thursdays or Fridays?
A Thursday.
Okay, so there's a new one waiting for me. I feel like we'd know. I feel like people would be immediately texting us if something had happened. I think it's going to get spoiled for us. But then if she does get kicked off the show, we'll get to have her in. So that'll be fun. Can't wait to see her again.
Yeah.
The Trey Tours is on Peacock and it's so good. If you've ever liked a reality show, it's just really, it's so clever. It's also kind of campy, but it's from a strategy standpoint, I really like the way the game itself works. It's hard. It's a hard game.
It's popular, too. It's one of the top three, if not number one. I've seen it number one on streaming shows on Peacock. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
surprised.
Of people are watching Traitors. Good.
Well, it's excellent. The Traitors. And I say it, the Traitors, because when I say the Traitors, people go, what is it about stocks? Stocks and bonds? The Traitors?
Right. No, we're...
Yeah, the Traitors.
And it's on P what?
Peacock.
Peacock.
Okay.
Oh, did you just want to say the end of the word? I didn't pick up what you were putting down.
I wasn't putting anything.
You're right about that. You left it hanging in the air.
4 and 5
Somebody
says,
grab that.
Bobby's already gone?
Yeah, Bobby is. Chris is the new Bobby. Gonna go Chris.
You are not getting to meet any new employees.
No.
4 and 5 says, what did you guys do with Bobby? I was already getting attached.
Oh my God, stop it.
Bobby's gone.
I know you guys think this is funny, but it's so not funny to us.
No, you really hurt us. Oh, you're at finger pointing and accusations.
I know. Oh my God.
We're just trying to do a show.
Right. We showed up at work every day. That's what we did. Happy Friday.
I promise I'll come back after my surgery.
Yeah, you better. Oh my God. Jeez Louise. Knock wood on that. Boy. On your television this weekend, tonight is the 2025 Critics' Choice Awards. So if you love yourself some award shows, God, oh, I can't get enough of those. Chelsea Handler's your host. It streams on Peacock thereafter, so you can watch it tonight. It's on E, and it looks like it says 7 p.m. Eastern, so that's got to be 4 p.m. our time. Then we were talking about, I don't know. It's math, right? Tonight on CBS, we were talking about all the NCISs. I did not realize that there was an Australian version of this. This
Australian?
Yeah. Sydney.
Down under, mate.
Down under, mate. NCIS Sydney. Okay. Then on all the streaming services, there's a bunch of like the streaming premiere of various movies. So We Live in Time. It's Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. It follows the relationship of this couple over a decade. All the trailers for this are up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's on Max, whatever that is. On Peacock tonight, the streaming premiere of Piece by Piece. This is the animated documentary about Pharrell Williams told through Legos, which actually got some decent reviews.
Did it?
It did. And the trailer's
up. The monkey version of what's his name didn't go well, did it?
It didn't. I feel like I never heard about that one again. Let me look at the box office, though. What was that called?
The monkey version of this.
It wasn't called
the monkey. Semi-popular, yeah. You know,
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
Right, but what was it called?
Monkey Business.
Something Man. We should know. We did talk about it.
I know. We talked about it a lot. Let's see. Daily. Let's see what we got here.
I feel like if you walked through America and you had a mic and you were like, Robbie Williams, tell me everything. Most people would go, who?
I agree with that.
Better Man was the name of the movie.
Better Man. Nothing Better against Man, him. Right. It just seems like a.
Let me see how it did.
Nice fellow.
I'm sure he's wonderful, down. And I probably have no idea how many millions of dollars he's generated. I'm just saying, it seemed like a really and I don't Pharrell Williams as Legos, maybe because it's Legos.
Maybe, I'm looking at this past weekend. I am now down in the 40s, and I'm in the. I'm at number, I think number 60 and
didn't work
it's
out.
Not, it did not work out.
All right.
So I mean, I don't really have time to do like a deep dive on this.
Meanwhile, there's a new NCIS, everyone.
NCIS Sydney.
Can you imagine there they are in a boardroom going, it's an unquenchable thirst. How many do we have now?
How many cities do we have in the world?
Can we get some kind of like inventory on the NCIS movies? How many do we have? 23. Let's do NCIS amoebas.
Oh.
I mean.
Right. Who knows if plankton life, you know, deep sea NCIS.
Just spitballing
plankton,
here.
Plankton, yeah.
NCIS.
Atlantis.
Playgrounds.
Oh, playgrounds.
I don't know.
Where the kids figure out the crime.
Yes.
All right.
Found a dead kid on the monkey bars.
Well.
By the way, the Robbie Williams movie cost $110 million to make.
No, it
How much money do you think it made?
$43
million.
$19 million.
I'm
$110
not...
million dollars to make a movie?
About Robbie Williams?
Yeah. I really don't have hard feelings for the guy. I know it sounds like it, but I'm just trying to say, if you walk around and ask 10 people, they'd go, who?
Yeah. You'd have to be in England.
It's true. Yeah, I think right. If you were in England, yes, he was a huge star in England. But he did have hits here, but they were, I want to say, 20 years ago.
Name the one, though.
I can't.
Name
Millennium.
Sing it.
I'll tell you what one
we should have it. Yeah, let's just try that.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely, I remember he came in the studio when that came out. And
I'm sure he's a delight.
Yeah, he was very funny and just charming and all of that stuff. But I mean, he must be charming to get $110 million to make a monkey movie that nobody watched.
I'm seeing Angels.
Oh, let's hear it.
Nah.
Oh.
I'm not going to play it. Honestly, we're like out of time anyway.
What?
There's a bunch of football on your TV this weekend. There's all kinds of stuff. And we'll see you back here for the news. What's coming up?
Valentine's is coming up and more after these.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, with our biggest sale ever. Furnaces from $39 a month. Furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month. Plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, Friday. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey. By the way, I looked up the other spelling of odyssey.com. It's available. We could have gone with the traditional spelling. But we've got our own. Yeah. Audio is a big part of
sure.
it.
And audacious.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Boy, you really took notes that day that first day on the new name announce.
Yeah, I was so blown away that I didn't even need to take notes. Oh. I was like, Odyssey, that was like a great new word for everything audio.
And
it's a journey.
What's up, everybody? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank and its foundation's philanthropic efforts support education. Fatboy, I am not. Okay. Fremont Bank and its foundation's philanthropic efforts support education foundations in Fremont, San Leandro, and Dublin, along with other Bay Area cities. Go to FremontBank.com/giving to learn more.
I'll do it. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome. Okay, that storm last night was a doozy. Yeah. It hit my house hard. Wind, rain, all the stuff. And it was still going this morning, much lighter. But
yes,
we're going to start to see it break up now. I can even see a little sky.
It does kind of look a little, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit, it doesn't look like the full steel gray, though. It looks like it's a little more fluffy than that.
Sun later today in most places.
Oh,
and for sure, all weekend. There are more storms in the forecast, so enjoy the weather, the good weather, while you got it this weekend. Get out. Do stuff. And, of course, Super Bowl Sunday is this Sunday. Oh. Go Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eagles all the way.
I mean, I would say go Niners, but they didn't.
Yeah,
they're not there.
You know. But next season, though, go Niners.
This is more of a warning than, you know.
Oh.
Today is National Working Naked Day.
That isn't good to heads up to have as you head into. Please don't, Maddie. It's not funny. Don't leave it up.
Did he just show you some stuff?
Well, he was beginning the disrobing process.
Oh, but you cut him off.
Do you mean like work naked because you're working from home? Because there's no, unless you work at a nudist colony, like there is really no place where HR is not going to have a problem with
right,
that.
Right. Exactly my point. Like, what? Don't.
Like, I'm sorry. What is it? 1969?
And frankly, just the whole even working from home.
Yeah. Hey, so that can get some people in trouble.
You're going to need to put some kind of blouse on up top, at least for the Zooms. And then, you know, whatever you do down in Australia is up to you, but
it's under the desk.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess the point is don't do it.
Yeah.
Risk your livelihood.
There are certain days that some people celebrate that you could just be like, nah, I'm not participating in that. It's up to you.
If you want to show Kevin in accounting what you got, just show him what you got privately.
I mean, but get his consent first. He might not actually want to see it. And, you know, his wife will be very upset with him.
Char. Kevin's married?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know, Kevin.
France makes our news as we get started here today.
The home of the actual Riviera.
How many times do you wear a shirt before you wash it?
One time.
How many times do you wear a shirt before you wash it?
Sometimes I'll wear it twice.
I might wear a sweater.
Sweatshirts, I definitely wear like a few times before I
wash
them.
But a t-shirt or something that's right on my body, like I feel like, especially like I might actually sleep in that tonight too. And then tomorrow I pull it off and put it in the laundry.
After you've been out all day in a shirt?
Yes. Actually, no. Here's what I would do. I take a shower in the afternoon and then I put on a fresh t-shirt.
I slept in this t-shirt last night.
You did not.
Yes, I did because I knew that I was going to wear this
outfit. That's a slept-in t-shirt.
Slept-in t-shirt.
What are you, 4? That's what my daughter does.
Apparently I'm 4. Your daughter's 6. A lot of times I do that. I'll put on, I lay out my clothes right after my shower. I go in and I lay out my clothes and I'm like, oh, I'll wear this t-shirt. Oh, and this blue thing goes with it. This is what I'll wear tomorrow. And then when I get up in the morning, I just pull on pants and put the sweatshirt over it.
Edie will come in my room at 8 at night as I've already locked the door. She knocks. Yeah, honey. Dad, I need to talk to you. I got to get out of bed. I got to walk over there. I open the door.
Is it locked? Is that why you're...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, you got to lock the door. They all come in. One comes in. The dog follows her. Then the next one goes, hey, where's... Oh, Dad's up. Hey. And then mom goes, where's Ripley? And then we're all in my room.
Fun.
And you just want to get to this other file.
I'm just trying to... Well, no, I mean...
No, that happened at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
already over. He made time for that earlier in the day.
Anyway, my point is, she is showing me her whole ensemble, and she's going to sleep in it. And that will include like some kind of stretchy pants. They're not yoga pants, but like that.
The kid tights. Like heavy tights, yeah.
A skirt or like a ballerina.
That goes into the bed too, like a tutu.
That's what I'm trying to say. Huh. She puts the whole freaking thing on and then goes to sleep in it.
Yeah, I would never do that. I mean, I'm not like a 6-year-old or anything. I take my pants off.
What do you, don't you get the, you know, we were talking in the Lost break, if you want to check out the podcast, about the menopause and the hot flashes. Don't you get sweaty at night?
If I had a hot flash or if I woke up and I was sweaty, no, my room is, I'm not kidding you, 60 degrees. I am freezing in that room. And I still have to pull the covers off once
a night. As in you have the air conditioning on.
Yes. I have a little unit.
In winter.
All the time. That room is, it's. If I want it between 60 and 65. I want it to be freezing in that room. And it is. And then there I am, my t-shirt and underwears. I crawl in the bed. I get in there. And then if I get too hot, I just rip all the covers off. And within 2 seconds, I'm shivering. Now, ooh, it's not sexy. It is zero. There is nothing sexy about it.
Yeah.
But I wore this last night. You can smell it if you want. It's fine. I mean, hopefully it's.
Yeah, you better check that first.
That's fine.
How many times do you wear a shirt before you wash it? This comes up because, well, the typical answer is just once or maybe twice. People online are making fun of France because they're now telling their people to wear their shirts 5 times.
Oh my.
They also say, wear your bra. You don't even wear bras. How
yeah,
can I ask
but I will
that?
Still wear, I'll wear a bra all week.
So you'll go 5 days in
I'll go,
one bra.
Well, if I didn't get sweaty, then yes. If I've, you know, sometimes you just can't help it. You're out, you're gardening or whatever you're doing or whatever. It's just too hot out. And if I've sweated through it, I'm not wearing that again. Yuck.
Yeah, but, I would think that you'd wash those, you know.
But a good bra, you don't want to wash it too much because they do.
Yeah, but you've got these beautiful cans. I mean, you don't want to put them in dirty stuff.
No, nah, they're fine. It'll be fine. Don't
what do you mean they're fine?
It'll be completely fine. There's nothing. It's not like a dirty area. But sometimes it does get kind of sweaty, so then you have to wash your bra. But you got to be careful with your bras, you know. If you have bras are expensive and they fall apart easily. So if you have one you like, you treat it very gently.
My high school girlfriend had giant cans, and she had the bra.
Yes.
The bra. Like she had others, but there was that one. She'd wear it multiple days if possible. She'd wash it to wear it again the next day if possible as well.
Right.
She had the one. There were others.
Right.
But that one fit perfect.
Well, you've got right, the favorite
bra. And
they
presented as she wanted them to and all the stuff.
Mm. See, if I found the perfect bra, I'd be like, I'm going to go get this in every color.
I bought Christina, I guess it was for Christmas, just, I don't know, 20 underwears and 10 bras.
Oh.
Like, I know what she likes, and I got it, and I figured...
The size and everything?
Let's stock you up. She's got everything. I mean, what are you supposed to get people who have all the stuff?
Fun delivered, dude.
Well, I did that, but this is coming. In fact, it arrives today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fun delivered also. We shouldn't do commercials for them. What are we doing?
I know. Why do we keep doing it? But seriously, though, fundelivered.com. Today at 9 a.m., new batch is up.
You want to explain it now that we've brought it
it's
up?
It's things that haven't been delivered. It's like undeliverable mail. They gather it together. It's all packages. They fill the size box that you buy with packages. Like I get the $80 box and it's got like 7 to 12
random packages.
It can be anything. And we've gotten some really funny things.
But most of it's junk.
Most of it is junk. But it's just, it's super like... People have everything they need now. And if they don't have it, they just go to Amazon and get it. Like, you have what you need. So you do this and it can be some amazing, weird thing.
Well, that was my
surprise.
Point. People have everything. So I bought her a bunch of bras.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
so then what
guess,
happened with
well,
the bras?
I don't know.
Was she like, yes, perfect, these are the bras?
She likes them. They're great. But I don't think I don't need 10.
I didn't need these. I see.
That's a lot of bras. Mm. Is that a lot of bras?
It's a lot of the same bra.
How many?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
I guess. I don't know. Right. I have a bunch of bras, but I hardly ever wear them. I really do try to avoid it.
France is trying to tell the people...
5 days
listen,
in the same shirt. That seems ridiculous.
This is a great way to help save the environment. Wear your clothes more often before washing.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree in
I
that.
I agree with you,
you
yes.
Got it. We got to look after the environment. That's why I'm switching to an e-car any minute.
Oh God, I'm so excited. This is happening.
I am getting the Ford Mustang Mach-E. I've looked at them. Sorry, I know it? You have a friend named Maki, but this is going to happen.
It is the Maki. Yes.
Yeah, it's the Maki. Yeah, I drove it. I love it. And I'm absolutely getting one. I can't wait.
When is it happening? When are you getting it? What? When can I see this car?
I'm not sure, but I know we have vacation coming. So if it's not before, it'll be during.
Okay.
I'm sure.
So this coming week or the week after?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I hope you love it.
I already know I'm going to love it. Anyway, France is telling their people, please start wearing, wear your shirts 5 times, wear your bras 7 times between washes.
This is just an effort to use less energy
cleaning clothes. I really want to go visit France.
Me too.
Like I have this idea of it, and there's beaches, and there's cafes, so
Paris
and all
this
stuff.
Paris is supposed to be the most amazing.
I want someone to be snooty to me, and I can just laugh like, oh, you got me. Like, it'll be so fun, you know? Wow, you just were a jerk to me.
I feel like I'm winning.
I didn't find that to be true.
What did you say?
I didn't find that to be true.
Oh, you've
France.
Been.
Yeah, and I speak just a little bit of French enough that people would be happy that I was speaking French, and they would talk back to me. And then my face would go blank, and like, I only
that's
know.
That's it, un peu. Yeah.
But you found them to be a delight.
I had no problems. And I was in France. I was in Paris and down in Nice, down at the beaches and stuff.
Oh,
and yeah.
Wow.
I found it to be delightful.
Did you tan naked in France?
No.
Where the ladies wear no pants.
We did not.
I was
with my wife.
Oh. Yeah.
This was.
Oh, that's right. You're married. I keep forgetting about that.
Still married.
Nope.
This is where you say it's complicated. Yeah,
yeah. That's what you're supposed to say. Say it into the mic, though. Say it into the mic.
All right.
This is where we part, France. Workout clothes 3 times?
No.
I'm all for saving the environment, but no, you cannot wear workout shorts 3 times.
They are so foul after 1 time.
One.
Yeah. 1 time, and it's like, ew. Put those in the special basket where the really stinky stuff goes. Ugh. I'll be washing those in vinegar, and then 2 more times with the other clothes.
This washing advice comes from the Ecological Transition Agency, which is like their EPA, and they want people to stop doing so much laundry because it's bad for the environment and it ruins your clothes, and your clothes will last longer, and that means you spend, you know, more time on the products you've already bought.
Yeah.
And you hear Rather other companies out there saying, fix it. Don't throw it away.
Right. Fast fashion is no
Sew
good for the world.
So anyway, France is, and they're slightly embarrassed because as they have in the past been considered people who don't shower much, here they are now having to deal with this whole thing. You wear your workout clothes 3 times?
What difference does it make? Everyone stinks. Don't worry about it.
It's gross. That's what it's. There makes a difference.
Why are you so concerned with the smell of my armpits?
It's not.
Just take a deep whiff. You will love it. It's the human pheromone. Pheromone. Whatever those things are.
It's this whole region.
What region? What is this that you are showing me?
It's the Australian region that I feel like.
What has this got to do with Australia? Oh. Hey, here we are in France.
Ça va?
Enchanté, ça va?
Ça va bien?
You lost me now. See, my face went blank. I didn't know any more words.
The old stereotype that French people weren't the cleanest.
Oui.
This really doesn't help.
Oui,
that.
Mademoiselle.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
707 says, it's complicated. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yeah. F yeah. I almost said the real F yeah.
Whoa, take it easy. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oui, oui.
Oh.
France experienced the worst winter drought in 2023 and had a drought last year as well.
Mm.
Not sure what the rainfall is like this year, though. Oh, France has changed. The younger generation is actually nice. So they're saying that you experienced...
I see.
Yeah. Mm.
Christina was saying, my wife is extremely well traveled. She's traveled for business for, you know, 10 years.
She's been all over the world.
Yeah, all everywhere. And she has said, oh, I can't wait to get you into the places where dinner is 3 to 4 hours.
And doesn't start until
9 p.m.
Right. Yeah. Everywhere there, you just have to be patient. You just have to know it's up. Not. They're not coming out quick. Mm-hmm.
They're not looking to turn this table. They just you are their guest that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say, in my defense, I grew up in a very Italian household with very Italian relatives. Sundays were absolutely an all-day thing.
And we sit around and all we do is eat the food.
Manja, manja.
I have visuals. We're bringing out the baked chicken. What the? Then we're done, right? No, that's just...
No, then the gnocchi comes
this
out.
This is just the first course. We gotta have a spicy meatball.
That's offensive.
Thank you. Maybe for being offended.
Says, maybe the French don't sweat like we do. That's it.
Yeah, that's... No, we not only do we sweat more than you, our sweat smells delicious. You will be so horny from our sweat. You will smell us and we will be irresistible to you. I don't know what a French accent sounds like. I'm just making very random
sounds. Felt like
sounds
I was there. What are you talking about?
Sounds that are vaguely French sounding.
Bay Area French person listening here. We are the stinkiest.
Well, I don't know if that's now true.
I have no way to know if they were just, they just you know, slandered the French.
Do not slander the French. The French.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I really don't know.
Okay, well, that's
fine. Back to the Super Bowl, but with games.
All right.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.